Sir Ector, too, then fell to his knees, saying, "Arthur is indeed the king. I believe your birth father was a king." "Sir Ector speaks the truth," a loud voice boomed, and an old man in a white robe stood beside Arthur. How had Merlin appeared so suddenly? "Arthur is the rightful king," Merlin commanded. "He is King Uther's only son. I myself carried the baby away from the castle and brought him to Sir Ector's house. For the baby's safety, it had to be this way." The common people in the churchyard had fallen to their knees. "Arthur is king," they repeated over and over. "Yes," said Merlin, his voice echoing across the yard. "In this dangerous time, Arthur will be our king." After hearing Merlin speak, every knight and lord bowed down. "We will make Arthur our king," they agreed. Then Sir Kay stepped forward. "Forgive me, brother," said Sir Kay, "for doubting that you were king."
"You are forgiven," said Arthur. "You are my brother and my friend. When I am king, you shall be my trusted advisor."
Then Sir Ector rose and approached his son. "Before you can be king," Sir Ector said, "you must become a knight." So now it was Arthur's turn to kneel. Sir Ector touched him lightly on each shoulder with the royal sword, and when Arthur stood up, he was Sir Arthur. A few days later, Arthur was crowned king. At his coronation, he promised to treat all people fairly.